to dream. I see you lying next to me. As the sunshine hits your head.
You're here with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR, Vancouver's community radio station. I am your host, Issa Arian. We're broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam Coast Salish territory. Sorry, I am a little late getting started. It's Thursday, June 1st. You know, June is a very, very, very special month. If you'd like to call in, the number is 604-822-CITR. That's 604-822-2487. And we're just going to get right into it because we have an abbreviated time. So the weather was really nice all last weekend. I hope that you got to enjoy it because for the next 4 or 5 days, it will be a typical Vancouver spring. I don't know what we call it, spring, or because it's technically not summer until the solstice. But you can enjoy the rain for the next 4 days. It'll still be temperate with highs reaching around 21. If you never listened to the show or this is your first time here, we like to talk about some pop culture, some news, what's going on here in Vancouver, what's going on in the world. And then we'd like to talk about some funny things that happen. And sometimes some serious things. We have some comedians, some artists, some very smart people, or just my friends in here. Today's just me. So, in BC news, sorry, I have some technical difficulties. I can't hear myself. In BC news, Vancouver, we talk about the provincial election, and last week we spoke how the recount was wrapped up, and the Green Party continued to hold three votes. Well, since last week, they've decided to go ahead and give those votes to the NDP and to make sure that they defeat the Liberals. And if you are like me, that's pretty good, because what the Green Party and NDP wanted to do was try to give Vancouver residents a $400 rent subsidy, which if you don't have parents here who to live with, it could help a lot, considering how the exorbitant prices of rent. And if you're like me and you really want to move out of your house, hopefully it will speed that process up. I think this is good for British Columbia because they want to put a stop to the pipelines. They want to try to bring $10 childcare so that BC residents and young families here can try to survive. So it seems to me that they're trying to put in policy that will create just a more habitable place for young people and young families. Because if you ever read the news about Vancouver, you will know that that is the most, at least, vocal, vulnerable demographic. We talk about how difficult it is to stay here or be here in the city, not just because of the personality of the city and the people in it, but because literally it's impossible. It's, you can't afford it. I did see on my way to the radio last week, or on my way from the radio last week, I did see an advertisement for a job as a level one bricklayer and a level one painter, where you could reach high salaries up to $75,000. Now, me and a lot of other people just recently graduated from UBC. So I wish I had an applause, but we're just going to give myself a clap. And my friends and everyone else who was able to walk across the stage this week and last week. But I am not sure if the job prospects, maybe I should have went to paint school, because it seems as if that is, the trades are really high paying in BC, but when it comes to quote unquote professional jobs, salaries seem to be lacking. But hopefully the Green Party and NDP can make BC just a little bit more affordable for me and people like me, so that we're able to stay here. And if you follow much about the pipelines are continuing to be a big deal, not only in the States, but here in Canada as well. And the Alberta Premier believes that BC shouldn't have exclusive rights to the coastline just because they live next to it, which I think is really stupid. But she says, and I quote, "At the end of the day, we can't be a country that says one of its two functional coastlines is only going to do what the people who live right by it want to do," which I think is stupid, because if there's a spill on the coastline of BC, which one, tourism, fishing, the environment, the water, a lot of things that drive the BC economy, and particularly Vancouver, it's not just about what actually drives the physical economy, but the perception about Vancouver and how it is this really, really clean, progressive city, can all be shattered if there was just one spill in the coastline. And what they believe is that the Kinder Morgan pipeline is going to bring seven times the tanker traffic. Now, if you go to the beach like me and you can sit in either Jericho Beach or you sit on Spanish Bank, so you sit in Kitts or English Bay, and you count the tankers, you can see that even in the short period of like 1 to 2 years, I've only been here for 2 years, and so you can see in the short period that the amount of tankers has gone up already, it seems like sevenfold. So what would it look like to have seven times the tanker traffic coming up through the Straits and between Vancouver Island all the way up? Because I believe that the Kinder Morgan pipeline stops in Burnaby. So that, when you think about it, that's not very far away from Vancouver city center, period. And when these tankers come and go, it's not simply that they bring risk potential to dropping oil into the basin, but just that they bring other things as well. So they don't actually know how it affects the environment. And frankly, I don't think people in Alberta actually give a damn about the coastline. All they're thinking about is money. And it'll be nice to see some politicians, particularly the new BC premier, and Andrew Weaver, the leader of the Green Party, be able to stand up to those Albertans and say, like, there has to be another way. You're not going to put our environment and our economy at risk just so that you can add a few hundred more jobs, because it's not the pipeline doesn't add lots of permanent jobs. What it does is it adds lots of temporary jobs. And that shouldn't be something that we're striving for. We should be looking at there just has to be a better way. BC and Ontario are moving towards $15 an hour minimum wage as well. And while I think that will make the city more livable, I don't see how, if you've ever been to Vancouver are like down 4th or down Broadway, or you've ever been to Victoria or looked in the paper for the classifieds, you know that these minimum wage jobs, it's not the fact that they can't find people to work them. It's they can't find people to work them for a long period of time. So I have an individual friend who is he owns a landscaping company, and what he finds is that he can get either really great seasonal people because, you know, as people move down from Whistler to work and then they move back after they've saved a little bit of money. He says he gets a lot of people like that, or he gets a lot of people who are just really inconsistent no matter how much he pays them. So it'll be interesting to see what $15 an hour would do here. But I believe in Ontario it might have a little different effect. It just seems as if there are places always hiring here. And nobody wants the jobs. So, and to wrap this BC part of the news up. So the Vancouver Parks Department talked about making False Creek swimmable. Now, I don't know about you, but I would never swim in False Creek. I don't care how clean they told me it was, because that place, it just doesn't look like a place you want to swim. Like right next to the Science Center? Absolutely not. I didn't know this until when you read the article, the article's on CBC.ca, and it's on Vancouver, the British Columbia part. And I guess the E. coli levels there are twice as high as anywhere. So don't fish in False Creek or swim in False Creek, which makes me think, why not extend that to English Bay or Sunset Beach? I saw people in the water there over the weekend, and now knowing that E. coli levels are twice as high will make me think twice about getting in the water anywhere near it, except for Wreck Beach, because I feel like that place is magical, and I can't imagine that E. coli levels are real high there. There might be something else in the water, but I don't think it would kill you. Might just create more life. So, when we get back, we'll be talking a little bit about what's going on down south, and we are going to stay away from talking about Donald Trump. So, stay tuned.
Since a little girl, I focused on one thing, and that was how the fuck I was gonna make it out of this ring where I fight every day, trying to get my mind straight. But I can't relate these things if I don't feel them, babe. So I open myself up till I'm alone. Stepping on me, yeah, I swear you wouldn't lose. But what are you fighting for? Mama taught me right, I'm focused on my life. I pray like it's up to faith, work like it's up to me. Mama taught me right, I'm focused on my life. I pray like it's up to faith, work like it's up to me. The indica indicates intricate inner strengths against the banks of corrupt officer ranks. Now we won't sink. I wanna thank the flying souls for keeping us awake. Yeah. We won't decay, we won't delay, we just keep making way until we fly away, until we fly away, until we fly away, until we fly away, until we fly away. Owns a vow, sour cowards, distribution of my power. Wanna grind me to a flower, disconnect us like we're routers. They got thorn, but got no flower, wasting all my precious hours, trying to take back what's ours. Yeah.
Yeah, you could call me a pussy, but I got 9 lives. You want beef, fuck boy, you got 5 guys. You need my help, girl, say my name 3 times. One time coming for me, I got no time. I can't remember me being a little girl as unfortunate as it was. I knew how the world works. Some people respect money, some people respect life. What do you prioritize? I'll tell you if you worth my time, I'm making changes. I digested 2 buck at the tenderest of ages. Picked the lock myself, I had to get about these cages. Yes, multiple. Off the obstacles, found myself unstoppable. Maybe I am God, you know, I pray like it's up to faith, work like it's up to me. Mind and body open to every new opportunity. I deserve it, and I'm grateful. So now I start to get this paper, because I'm faithful, I'm focusing on me.
Mama taught me right, I'm focused on my life. I pray like it's up to faith, work like it's up to me. Mama taught me right, I'm focused on my life. I pray like it's up to faith, work like it's up to me.
You're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR, Vancouver's community radio station. I'm your host, Issa Arian. If you want to find old episodes, you can look them up at mixcloud.com/offthebeatenpath or here on citr.ca/offthebeatenpath. Like us on Facebook, por favor. And if you like to listen to my voice and some of the homies, you can tune in on Tuesdays from 9 to 11 for Crimes and Treasons, the only place to find uncensored, hot, new hip-hop. And you can also find those podcasted on CITR.ca or crimesandtreasons.com. So much going on. What we learned this past week, well, what some people learned, what I knew, is that it doesn't matter how much money you got, if you win a Benz, you just an N-word in a coupe. When I think that people were reminded that when LeBron James's house was vandalized over the weekend. So LeBron James lives in Ohio during the season, but on the off season he lives in L.A. in Brentwood, California, and he owns a $21 million mansion there. And over the weekend, someone spray painted the word nigger on the front of it. And I feel that if you ever watch it, I'm not going to spare you from the word, because I feel like saying N word makes you have to say it in your head, and it takes all of the leverage. It takes all of the power out of it and hearing what it actually said. You know, it's very interesting, so because people were able to think about this for a few days, and so I was able to think about it for a few days. And I don't know if I wanted to attach some larger ideal to, you know, what happened at LeBron James's gate. But the idea is that racism isn't going away. And it doesn't go away just because you have a lot of money. And I really feel that people continue to dismiss it. So it was on ESPN a little bit. When I saw the story, it was on CNN. And what I do is I go straight to the place they tell you never to go. It's almost like the elephant graveyard. The comments. I immediately scroll right to the comments, because I don't really have to read in the whole article to know about what the hell is going on. If the headline says slur written on LeBron James's house, I know exactly what the slur was, because if it was anything other but than the word nigger, they would have said it. And people are such cowards talking about it. Not only are the people cowards talking about it, but just the people in the comment section are worse, always worse. I believe that true Americans, those real patriotic Americans are those people who comments. I can't write off those people as just an aberration. And when you read the comments, what you'll understand is that people, not people like me, but people always want to say about how it's just ignorant people or how it's just some southern redneck, maybe a Beverly Hillbilly person who might have done this. And I think that we do a disservice to not only the intelligence of black people and intelligence of people of color all over the North America, but you do a disservice to your own intelligence or to the people who you might be around, because writing racism off is something that just happens from poor people and poor people and people who lack power is wrong. We see racism all of the time, particularly in this past week. We've seen so much going on. There was a man who attacked a black guy with a machete just because he was black. We saw two heroes. I'm trying to find their names right now. Two innocent bystanders in Portland. Portland, one of the cities that people like to point to as a progressive city in America. A man was directing his hate speech at two Muslim teenage women. And a Army veteran, Rick Best, and a 23-year-old Telesian Namkai Meche. I'm sorry if I messed his name up. And the third man was injured. Luckily, they stepped in, because if this guy was willing to stab these two, was willing to stab these three guys for stepping in on him, ranting to these two young Muslim women. Imagine what he was capable of doing to them. And so when we talk about some of these instances, particularly about LeBron James's house, like, it's pretty minor to have. I mean, it's not minor, but it's pretty insignificant. We can wash it off. I'm sure LeBron James explained it to his kids. I mean, he said 2 years ago, when talking about some of the shootings that, racism is inescapable, and this is something he has to explain to his kids. You know, LeBron James worth damn near $400 million, and even he has to explain it to his kids. But there are very, very serious things going on, and people are legitimately scared. And to write these racists off as ignorant, harmless. And that's what we do when we are unwilling to call what it is domestic terrorism. These people are attacking Muslims, Americans who are in America. I mean, who are Americans. And what makes these white people who feel free to call Muslim people names or write nigger on people's front porch, like, what makes them more American than the people who are the victims? And I think that that's what's best to keep in mind, especially when thinking about, how we're ever going to move forward, because it's just that dismissiveness and trying to put the blame onto somebody else as if it doesn't come from someone in your group. And what it does is it creates this feeling in lots of people that we are not safe in the land that is ours as well. This is something I always, something I struggle with personally, with the idea that, I came from Canada, from the United States to Canada, particularly not for any reason, not like running from anything, but it's nice here. And it is, it's nice and it's peace up here. But people shouldn't have to think about moving just because they want to, they want to live a more peaceful life in the land that they grew up in. America is no more theirs than it is these victims. And there are people who are continuing to fight. But when you read the comment section, it can kind of leave you a little disheartened. When we get back, we'll be talking about why Donald Trump might be losing some confidence in his own party, and you still can't show Donald Trump with a severed head that's just not going to fly.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends.
Members get discounts around Commercial Drive and beyond at Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studio, Bomber Brewing, Storm Crow Tavern, People's Co-op Bookstore, Mintage, High Life Records and Music, Bone Rattle Music Limited, JQ Clothing Limited, The Rio Theater, The Vancouver Music Gallery, North Van, and Tapestry Music Limited in White Rock.
What would we do without our friends?
I knew I had a problem.
I tried counting calories, eating and eating.
Nobody else could possibly understand.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people stop their compulsive eating and start living a healthy, rewarding life.
With OA, I am living again and loving it.
Start living the life you deserve with help from Overeaters Anonymous. Find us on the web at OA.org.
The law still tripping, still fuck them all, can't leave, I still miss it. Mom's tripping, but we're still dipping. Girls is the mission, someone's kid missing. Hot kitchens, the law still tripping, still fuck them all, can't leave, I still miss it. Get the fuck up out the house and find a summer job. Here's $5, buy some flour, I'll make chicken. Then I hit the screen door, peep the world I live in. Behind me, my window to throw it out of and pot to pissing. Red brick on the house, only thing not tripping. My east side is laced, my nose still dripping. Sniffling, 5.0 dipping, playing new edition. No, wait, it was DVD. Maybe it was Eazy-E. Nah, it was King Latif, corrupt in the DAZ. Sup to Selena Lee, let me play house. Love to Teresa, she let me find out. Creeping around your kinfolk, hoping that they never know. Hanging out the window when they change their schedule. Every hood is heaven till you learn what mom is stressing for. Gangs, we start dressing for. Thanks, we start repping for. First funeral when someone go out and leave your brethren low. E40's federal. West Side High off of South End Medical. Me, a son, and Lord Plague learning lessons though. Lost of virginity in the earthquake, better let him know. Shit, that's just the Western Coast. Northwest though. The 80 better veterano on the Wamish bones. Life from Coast Salish territory. I just call it home. Life from Coast Salish territory. I just call it home.
We only got the one life, but living like we had nine. Day to day, I would daydream to pass time. Hot box, a long box, hit the bong nonstop. With every penny gone, we were quick to hit the pawn shop. Chopping trees, we would pray it was sunny. You can never put a stop to us copping that illegal money. I had it all right, and it would prove wrong. Recognize that I had to cut my ties and move on. Woke up in the morning with a new state of mind. If I want to live my dream, then it's time I start chasing mine. I've been thinking I was brought up by the instruments. My only thought, be a product of my influence. Take a new approach, hoping I can handle. Making new mistakes, take the road less traveled. Man, all the time away and never growing apart. Hold it down for any homie that I've known from the start.
Mom's tripping, but we're still dipping. Girls is the mission, someone's kid missing. Hot kitchens, the law still tripping. Still fuck them all, can't leave, I still miss it. Mom's tripping, but we're still dipping. Girls is the mission, someone's kid missing. Hot kitchens, the law still tripping. Still fuck them all, can't leave, I still miss it.
Cause in this life, we all know. If you ain't going, you're dead, there ain't no other load. You live the life that cash wants you to. Hate to say, but you the fool. Hate to say, but life is cool. I don't troll, I just cool. I just break systemic rules. And then just to be cool. What I'm spitting, you just drool. I'm going, Hyrule posted. Can't push life, no stripe. It's the only life I'm knowing. Collecting green, golden eggs, laid by jugging hands. I fucks with Skyrim all day. Then when the moon rises, I come out of my cave. That's just the life I live, hey.
Don't hate.
And then my verse is coming soon now anyway. But before it does, let me say hey. I hope to throw my bless your day on mine and strike you with the lightning. With the lightning. But I guess my verse did that already, yay. Did that already, yay. I don't want you to come out and complain, yay. I'm
the stars. Catch me rocking longboards, low riders, high tops, crops. Even higher, green iced tea, no sweat. Let us slip with fire by the campfire. Maybe that's another way. So see, this is 28. Not believing what he say. It's sunny now, you know how things are quick to change. Sunny now, but you know how things are quick to change.
14 years old, Ricky G's in the rock. They was key nights and lokes, fitted dickies on boardwalks. It's four shots to padlocks, now we pillaging spots. And all these stupid kids fighting, aiming to claim the block. So fuck it, summers get hot. We bumping tribe and black sheep. If I rule the world, then I will give it to my family. Bust on that buster, put in his hands, I'll be prima. I still owe you one in the afterlife when I finally see ya. A Pisces with the fire, bringing a thunder from the west. And yeah, the weed will let you smoke just like a punch to your chest. Yes, rolling a rock with Ricky girls, thought we was blessed. And then I'm boxing under street lights, earning my stripes. And yeah, the walks around the block at night, they taught me to rest. And then we drank it till the sun come up and smoke in the rain. It was brown pride on 2-9, Magada and felines. I beeline to see mine, cause some of the time, yeah.
Mom's tripping, but we're still dipping. Girls is the mission, someone's kid. Hot kitchens, the law still tripping.
But it's life I cannot change. And it is deep off in the main. Eminem, sweet like candy cane. Drop the top, pop it, let it bang. For this life I cannot change. And it is deep off in the main. Eminem, sweet like candy cane. Drop the top, pop it, let it bang. Drop the top, play hide and seek. Jump inside, jump straight to the lake. Take a sip, feel just how I be. On freeway, but no, ain't nothing free. Been laws, been lanes. Been busting bills, but still ain't nothing changed. You in the mob, soon as you rock the chain. She caught the waves, just thumbing through my brains.
You're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR, Vancouver's community radio station. If you'd like to call in, the number is 604-822-CITR. That's 604-822-2487. I'm a dumbass. The reason why I couldn't hear myself is because the headphones were not plugged in. Probably something that you should check out so you don't blame somebody else for your mistakes. What I did, I was able to figure out was the glitch. So we are good. It's not really a glitch. It's more just human error. So Donald Trump has said he is going to pull the United States out of the Paris Climate Agreement. Now, if you do not know what the Paris Climate Agreement is, I'm going to tell you. It is an agreement that the United Nations made in 2016. And what it does is it has three aims. Holding the increase of global average temperature well below 2 centigrade above pre-industrial levels, and to pursue efforts to limit the temperature increase to 1.5 centigrade above pre-industrial levels, recognizing that the world was significantly reduced. That this would significantly reduce the risk and impacts of climate change. That's the first one, increasing the ability to adapt to the adverse impacts of climate change and foster climate resilience and low greenhouse gas emissions development in a manner that does not threaten food production. Making finance flows consistent with a pathway towards low greenhouse gas emissions and climate resistant development. So basically what the Paris Agreement is an agreement so that we can, together as a world, as one people, as one human race, to strive for to reduce the effects of climate change on the world. Now, I personally think that we are too far gone, and maybe Donald Trump does too, because he wants to pull out of the Paris Agreement. And it's part of his campaign promises that he wants to ignite the coal industry here in the United States. Well, not here, but in the United States. Bring back an industry that's been dead for many, many decades. It's interesting how they how they talk to one group of people and they tell them, hey, 2017, you need to pull yourself up by your bootstraps and understand that the world is changing and it's not going to be the same anymore. Those factory jobs in those cities, we sent them overseas and they're never coming back. So you're going to have to adjust, get highly educated, even though your school is shitty. And that will have to be the way. And then they tell another group of people, hey, we know you guys are lack education and lack really an understanding to move into this modern world. However, we're going to bring your coal plants back so that you can continue to be dependent. It's so silly. The idea that they're going to bring back coal into the United States as a primary means of generating electricity and power. And if Donald Trump pulls out of the Paris, Barack Obama was the first president I was able to vote for. And for 8 years, all you hear from, and for those 8 years, I lived in Ohio. So in a place that is generally representative of all the different types of Americans. And I say this because a lot of consumer brands do their testing in Ohio because they feel it's the best test market, as you can get every single kind of person there. There's a lot of market research companies. They do a lot of focus groups there because it's just an easy place to pull and get a lot of different behaviors and thought processes there. You can go ultra conservative to pretty liberal. And so listening to the people speak about Barack Obama there, particularly my friends from Cincinnati. I don't want to talk about cities, but Cincinnati might be my least favorite. And the way they talked about how Barack Obama was an embarrassment, how other world leaders didn't respect him, how he was causing so much damage to the American brand and the global American brand. And what we always knew and what we are seeing is that was a bunch of bullshit. And Donald Trump, who for the last 130 days has been running amok through the world and on an international tour where he met the Pope, and the Pope even brought him a book on climate change and the effects on climate change. You can go lots of places, even places in the United States, and you can see the effect that climate change is having, and the effect that bringing back the coal mines will have, and the effect of shale, just so much negative effects on the environment. And to continue to deny this, and not only just deny it personally, like, I don't give a damn what Donald Trump thinks, but to back out of the Paris Climate Agreement that the entire world follows is crazy. The CBC, CNBC says that this could possibly be a good thing. However, we all know that it's almost too easy of a target to talk about, because we just know that no matter what we do, this guy is going to continue to just move forward, even in the face of his former FBI director saying that he's going to testify in public about how Donald Trump urged and pushed him to stop the investigation into his Russian dealings. It'll be interesting to see. Like, I still maintain that he is going to last all 4 years, but it's not looking so good. If you hadn't seen Kathy Griffin, she is a comedian, decided to shoot some type of sketch. I didn't see the sketch, nor do I really want. She decided to do a sketch where she was posing and doing videos with a severed Donald Trump's head. And I can't understand why someone would think that that was a good idea. Even if he is he's not universally hated. He's not Hitler, you know, where everybody has just agreed that, you know, that guy is wrong and he's terrible, and everybody can join in on hating him. And I'm sure people probably wouldn't be that mad if you had a severed Hitler head in a comedy sketch. But Donald Trump, regardless how you feel about him, is the president of the United States. And so she was fired from CNN, which I think is expected. You know, as even though I was a little late, it's not very much to talk about on the news, except that there is a convicted serial killer who is allowed to volunteer at a Canadian elementary school. And some people are kind of confused on why that is allowed. So Carla Homolka has been seen several times at a Christian school in Montreal where her children attend. And she's allowed to visit the classroom as a volunteer. Well, about Honka, in 93, she was sentenced to prison after her and her boyfriend were convicted of raping and killing 3 teenage girls, her sister, as well as 2 of her sister's friends. She was only sentenced to 12 years for manslaughter, while her boyfriend was sentenced to life in prison. That's crazy. So her boyfriend was sentenced to life, and she was only sentenced to 12 years, and then she was allowed to go and live. See, you know, I was just reading this story in passing. It was one of those points where I saw the headline and said, that was a great story, but now I'm very interested because she was a teenager, so 26. She was sentenced to 12 years, and assuming that she did all 12 years, and she got out at 38, someone saw her and thought she would make a great mother and decided that they were going to be the one to put a seed in her. Seeds, multiple kids. So if a convicted serial killer can get married, presumably, and have kids, or just have kids and send them to private school, I don't know what some of these women are complaining about. It seems that everybody can find a man if you look hard enough, or if you're like me, you're just attracted to the crazy ones. And so maybe you girls just need to let your crazy flag fly, because it's clearly working for some. That's all we have here on CITR Vancouver's community radio station for now. If you'd like to listen to the old podcast, not old, previous podcast, you can do that at Mixcloud.com/offthebeatenpath, or follow me on Facebook if you want to see and read a little bit more into some of the articles that we talked about and some of the news stories. We post all week. And congratulations to everyone who graduated here from UBC over the past few days. I hope you get the jobs that you dreamed of, and I hope that life doesn't get too real for you.